I'm excited you're here today. I mean, the Lord is just, you know, His presence just reaching this place just now, and I could just go see in the Spirit and speak those words out to you. You know, I could just come and just open the Bible and begin to preach, but His presence was here, and He said He was doing some things. And as I began to pray in the Holy Ghost, I began to just pray in the Holy Ghost, I saw like a warrior, you know, there's a warrior, somebody there armed and all that, and I saw the Lord come like a warrior now, challenging that other man dressed and challenging, and you know, it was just that, like that battle readiness to fight. And the Lord said to say, tell them, this is the meaning of that. I am there right now fighting. I'll fight. The Bible says that He's a lion and He's also a lamb. You see, He could just come and be cool, but this time He says, see, I'm fighting now. There are battles. He said, I'm there. They've been standing there. You don't even know. You're just there, a civilian. He said, no, I'm there now. And you know, it's just wonderful when the Lord walks like that. If you hear, you could be, you know, you could just say, you know, whatever. It's up to you if you receive God's word or not. Despite not prophesying, I just prophesy to you that God is fighting battles right now in your life, in your family, even family. And as we continue to pray, I saw the fact that this thing was not just the devil, but that it was like people that were not pleased or happy with you. There was this setting of people not happy with you, and we're speaking those words, and we've been doing things against you. And you are at a certain point, but there's another level for you. So I'm not, you must say, I don't have any problem. Nah, I don't have any problem. What about if you're supposed to be more than this? It's a house stuff. What about if you're supposed to be more than this? And so that's what the Lord is doing. That's what He said to tell you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited. I'm just excited. I'm usually excited like this because it's not me. And you will see it in your life and you will rejoice. And you will see it. You rejoice. And then I will rejoice with you. And then we will all rejoice. And the Lord will be magnified. All right. Thank you, Lord. All right. All right, I want to talk to you today. I missed you anyway. I don't know if you missed me. I want to talk to you today about something very powerful, something powerful, and it should move us to another plane in our lives as a church and as believers. You know, we together make up the church together. And what I want to talk to you today is powerful for me because it will take our church to another place, another level. We're increasing the grace of God at work in our midst. You know, we are bound in so many graces. Yesterday, I was with our leaders from Ubord. They came here and I was talking to them. I was praising you. I was praising you and excited about the spirit, you know, the spirit of commitment, the spirit of service to God, and just that all out, you know, giving to God that you demonstrate every time we gather. And I was telling them, this is the people we have here. They're lost in God. I'm excited about that. So we have the grace of God at work in our church, especially just here, Pastor Place. We have no churches everywhere. They're doing great, but I mean, I love the grace of God manifest in our midst and what you're doing. And I believe that even via the next few weeks, as we look at this subject, it would move you again to another level, adding more grace in your life. I want to talk about the liberal soul. The liberal soul. And I'm going to begin from James chapter number 1. It's funny, but it is where I will begin from. And you think, I'm going to go to James chapter number 1 where we read just now in prayer. All right, so let's look at it. James chapter number 1. Let's begin from there. James chapter number 1 in verse number 5. The Bible says, and I want to welcome those of you worshiping with us for the first time. You're here for the first time. We love you. We appreciate you. We see you. We know you. And we love you. We are happy you came here today. And I believe that this meeting was just designed for you. The Lord knew you were here today and gave me this word for you. And even just now in the place of prayer, He spoke some words already. You're already enjoying the packages that God has in store for you. And even those of you joining us online, we have several people online right now via Mixal, Audio Mixal. We love you so much. I'm always excited. Get back and look at people listening in to this service. It's just powerful. Lord is doing so great in our midst. And I remember the Lord gave us a word. Imagine the Lord has commanded us to be light to the Gentiles and to be for salvation to the ends of the earth. And it's manifesting. It's manifesting, you know, from everywhere. We got a lot of people online from all around the world on receiving Shepherd's Diary they want to receive Shepherd's Diary via email and all that. You got a website. People are coming. I'm like, you know, glory to God. It's powerful. It's powerful. So I want to welcome all of you online. I love you so much. Alright, James chapter number 1, verse number 5. If anyone lack wisdom, if you lack wisdom, the Bible says, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. Verse number 6, but let him ask in faith. We looked at that. No, I just read verse number 6 for fun. I'm not looking at verse number 6 at all. We looked at verse number 6. Just some time ago, when the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. But the Bible says, let him ask in faith in verse number 6. So, it's important. We look at that. But that's not what I want to look at. So, I want to look at that liberal that's there just now. Bible says, if anyone lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and shall be given to him. So, we see already a certain attribute of God. Liberal. Liberal. We see that God is liberal. Hallelujah. You know, when I come and I'm doing the introduction, begin to talk to you, just stay. I'm going somewhere. You're soon going to be like, I don't believe. The Bible says He giveth to all men liberally. So we see an attribute of God that God gives, but not just gives, He is liberal in His giving. And the Bible talks about the liberal soul. So I want to talk to us about that liberal heart, that liberal soul, being liberal. We will go beyond giving. We'll go beyond giving, way beyond giving. There's a difference between giving and liberals. When somebody is a giver and a liberal person, there's a big difference. The liberal soul is more than a giver. The liberal soul is more than a giver. A liberal soul is a giver, more than a giver. A giver, while all liberal souls are givers, not all givers are liberal. While all liberal souls are givers. So a liberal person is a giver. But not all givers are liberal. It's a difference. There's a difference. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. So, I don't want to talk about just giving. Maybe you don't say giving, you're looking at giving, and you don't say, I want to give. No, giving is, you do that. The liberality has to do with the heart. There's a heart. The difference, okay, so I said, all liberal souls are givers, but not all givers are liberals. The difference is the state of heart. The difference is the state of heart. See, so somebody gives this and somebody gives this. You see, both of them gave, But we'll say someone is liberal and someone is a giver. And the way we can determine that is the state of heart. It's a very thin line, but it's a very real one. Real line. And God don't want us to be just givers. He wants us to be liberal. And that means God wants to touch our hearts. God wants to touch our hearts. So that we are not just givers. So I say God don't want us to just be givers. He wants us to be liberal. And I told you that this liberality is a state. I knew I was going to be in this issue. So you know what I did? I checked up the meaning, the other word for liberality. And the word there, liberal, and it means generous. So I'm going to switch to generous. Generous is easier. Liberal. Liberality. Liberality. It's difficult. Solve my own problem. God wants us to be general. Generous. I don't know. Liberal. Somebody is saying God don't catch you. But that's the idea. I refer generous. Liberal. Alright. God wants us to be generous. So the word liberal could be interchanged with the word generous. So somebody could give a certain amount. Somebody gives another. But the heart is not generous. There is a difference. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, you read, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. So, it is possible to give and have not charity, you see now. So, the giving is a state. So, right, just looking at that, you could say that giving is not the best place to be, the highest place to be. No. Generosity is the highest place to be, not giving. Because we talk about giving, we want to give, we want to do that, but the idea is to be generous. I'm just starting. Now, when we talk about giving, immediately what comes to your mind, and this is the problem, and this is why a lot of people, they don't understand God, is that what comes to your mind when we talk about giving is, see, how much do I have? How much do I have? So immediately we say, let's just give. What comes to mind? How much do I have? But the generous person doesn't consider that. That's a difference. That is the difference. Am I helping you? I think give. No. The generous person is not about how much do I have. It's not about where I am financially. He gives. But the giver will first of all consider, are you hearing giving or giving? The person you're considering is, I have 2,000 here, giving. You see, you could be a good giver and even take from that 2,000 naira and give, but you are measuring. Generosity doesn't measure. Generosity gives above what he has, he or she has, or above the need. That is the state of generosity. The state, the heart. I'm not talking about money, just money here, though I'm going to stay on money just now as we go on. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about everything. You know? Are you still here? You know? Jesus says, he says, carry this bag. Follow me 1 mile. What did Jesus say? Take the bag. Follow him what? 2 miles. Generosity. That's the heart. You see, I'm going. You see that scripture I'm going. You say, that's it. Generosity. I'm going to go above the need. It's not a state of me. It's a state of heart. It's not a state of what I have. If I say give, what comes to your mind is have. Then what could also come to your mind? Oh my God. What could also come to your mind is, how much? You say 3,000. You say, okay. Then I'll give 2,500. Then you say,
where's?
I mean, I've done, you know, 3,025, you know, somewhere. Oh, okay. No, let me not do that. Let's go. The next example. You say, no, Pastor, I know me, 3,000. I'll just give the whole 3,000. Can you give 4,000? Would you give 4,000? Would you consider that? All right, that's generosity. So do you understand now? But he just needs, he says 3,000. Can we go? You anoint my head, and what happens to my cup? Generous. Can we go? He says, they are hungry. Let's just go buy stuff for them. He multiplies it and multiplies it above the number of people. I have 12 baskets extra. That is what? Generous. Are you seeing a generous God? A liberal God. You understand liberal now? Come on. It's not a giving. He knows when the cup was full. He said, my cup runneth over. That's liberal. He knows when the last person ate, the bread could stop. But he made more. That is liberal. I want to take you up. He said, I said, grace. I want to take you up above. Come on. I want to move you somewhere higher. Thank you. Some people appreciate that. You're not measuring. You're not measuring you. You're not measuring you or the need. There's no measure. It's a state of heart. Somebody says, okay. Somebody says 3,000. Let's do this. And then, I don't even have 3,000. I'm in a tight corner. I just have 500 naira. So generosity. What would be generosity in that case too? Generosity does not mean meeting all the need. It doesn't mean that. Because I can't meet the needs. It is a state of my own heart. You see it now. Are you still here? So I want to give you two examples of generosity. Because Christians, as believers, we are told. And funnily, it's good. I've covered some things about giving here and there. And I think you know about giving. Say, give. Okay, I'll give. I have to give. No, this is good. But giving is the first step. You climb that step and go beyond that and become generous. But that step is not, the step I'm not talking about is not now giving more. It's now your heart now adjusts. Guess what God loves? He's a giver, but what does he love now? The cheerfulness, not the money. The cheerfulness. So you take the 500 naira, a generous person who is gladly smile with love in his heart. This is the best I can do. I have this 500 naira. I will just do 100 naira. I need 150. Take the 350. The 350 won't meet your need. All you need 3,000. He's giving you 350 naira. A generous person will do that. A giver will say, it's not enough. What's the point? No need. That's why somebody can say, instead of giving 100 naira, do anything, offering, 100 naira is not tight. So the best thing is to wait. And he says, I'm waiting when I now have. He wants to give, but he is not generous. I mean, it's powerful. Generosity has nothing to do with the need or you. It has to do with the heart. Finish. So there's a difference. That's why I said all liberal souls are givers. But not all givers are liberal. Because somebody could give you 10,000 naira and you say, boy, this man shake me. I feel like acting film today. But the man is not liberal. Not liberal at all. Just meeting up somewhere. What he has? Nah. What you need? Nah. But I have tried. It's like, you understand? You say, give this, I've tried. It's not about the heart. It's not about, a heart that wants to do it. There's no readiness. There's no zeal. It's compulsion. Okay. And it's good. But it's a place. Come on, I say it's a place. You want to go higher than that. A generous soul. I'm preaching today. A generous soul is not displayed in a generous heart is not displayed in a direction. When I mean in direction, I don't mean generous towards a person or a cause. Remember, it's a state of heart. So, if you are girlfriend to a generous guy, you are blessed. Say, that boy, I wish he was in this service now. He's not generous. We're not trying to measure somebody. We're trying to measure ourselves. Funnily, if you see where I'm coming from, if you, we're going to just go on a ride. If you can already see where I'm coming from, you'll see that it cannot be measured by you. The only two people can measure it. The person and God. I said heart. Can you sell? I said heart. It's not amount. Only two people can measure it. The person himself, who is liberal, generous, and God. The thing that any man can measure is giving. Can't measure Libra. When do you measure Libra? What do you measure Libra? I say I want to take you somewhere. You see now, it's higher. Because in this case, we are maturing in all graces. Kalabuse, Telugu, Sigede. When we pray, I told the leaders in Ugbo, in our church, I told them, the people in this church, they pray more than you. By gathering like members together and pray, you people that are leaders, as in the leaders, you won't pray up to them. So we are getting all those graces. I want to add this grace to you too. Oh, you are free. You are free of all things. Nothing is holding you. You see, he's from his heart. He has things, but these things don't have him. It's different. He has things, the things don't have him. Then he doesn't have so much. His lack don't bother him. He's in a place. I've learned in whatsoever state that I am, daring to be content. He's content, and then from that contentment, he blesses. Are you there? So, have you turned any scripture? I'm not told you to turn any scripture. Alright. Let's see what we turn to. Okay. Titus, chapter number 2. In verse number... I love this book so much. It's a small book, but powerful book. Verse number 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 14. Who gave himself for us, so that he would do what? That he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous for good works. They don't do good works. They are zealous for good works. You see that now? They are not told to do good work. They are not counseled to do good works. They are zealous to do good works. Thank you, my brother. And go, let's go. Chapter 3. Just go down. Verse number 1. Them in mind to be subject to principalities and power, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Are you seeing it there again? He's talking this good work thing seriously. They are zealous for good work. They should be ready. Put them in mind. Tell them. So this is one of the things we should tell the people. Is there? Tell them to be ready for every good work. Let's go on. Go again. Verse number 8. Now, chapter 3, Titus. Look at it. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm, how many times? Constantly. That they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. He said, affirm it what? Constantly. They should be ready. Careful means positioned to maintain good works. It's funny when we talk about Christianity and this thing, and we talk about, and we're not, we don't talk about the products, the good works that flow from it. These good works, they come out from the hearts. You see it now. They come out of the heart. He said, you should be ready. He said, remind them. When it comes to, when you see something good, I want to be a part of it. I want to contribute. You see, it's not about how much I contribute. I'm not just talking about money now, in terms of even my ability, but it's a state of heart that is ready, that is zealous. I can't do much, but I must be inside. It's a heart. Kala soto. I've talked about giving. I've talked about a lot of things. I've been preaching a long time. I've done a lot of notes, powerful teachings. I've never brought the church or any church to this place. I want to bring it to this place. Heart. When God saved us, He went to our hearts. But we talk about things in the periphery, and we talk about things like giving, praying, doing all that. But no, He really wants your heart. My son, give me your heart, is what He said. Give me your heart. We can give Him many things. We can even give Him our money. We can give Him our time. But our heart is not there. And there's no better place to come from this thing of heart than in this place of giving, of money, of substance. Even though what I'm talking about now, really, we can take this context and go beyond giving money. We can go to every area of our lives. A generous soul will go, instead of 1 mile, will go 2 miles. He didn't give you money, but he went 2 miles with you. Don't value somebody, say, "Quiet, this guy is valuable." Is why? Because he gave me 30,000. This guy is cool. This guy is always there. He's liberal with his time. If anytime I call, hello, please, we need somebody to help. We want to clean churches or stuff. Guess what? He's there. That's a liberal soul. Oh my. I said, that's a liberal soul. I didn't come to talk about giving. It's a part of it. A liberal soul is liberal with his time. He's even liberal with his smile. Gives everybody for free. You see, I'm giving for free now. Some people won't give me a smile now. Nothing will happen. If I just put 100 naira now, the smile comes out. Liberal with everything. A liberal soul. You see all I'm doing now? Get this, hear this. I told you earlier, a liberal soul is not liberal in one direction. It's not measured in one direction. A liberal soul. That's why I said, if you're a girlfriend to a liberal guy, you know. Okay, sorry, I'm not doing that again. Why are we always turning it the other way? I'm going to do it the other way. If you are a boyfriend to a liberal girl, no guy is smiling now. I'm helping you now. I'm helping your ministry, and you're not doing that. You're not smiling for me. Libra, you will see it. If you are neighbor to a Libra soul, you will know. I'm telling you. It's not a pastoral thing in church to say this soul is around you. It's a heart. Anywhere you go, is your heart not there? Do you understand what I'm talking about now? So you see, I'm not talking about just offering or tithe. No. Because some people could give church, but they are not liberal. Maybe around there. But if he comes here, you see, I give you. But he goes there, his heart is not right. You now begin to wonder, That is why liberality is higher than giving. He now begins to wonder, his giving is for, just for, simply just for multiplication or pleasement. The pastor, then my pastor, if that place, not here, pastor will now make me now praise me. Yeah, there's nothing like that too. We can have, you know, we just love you, we honor you, and then we continue in our ministry. Because it's expected to be liberal. Every believer ought to be liberal. Are you still here? Good. Let me give you two examples of a liberal soul. Mark chapter number 12. Okay, I told you about God. 12 baskets full. My cup run it over. The Bible says, where sin abounds, grace abounds what? Do you see liberality there? Come on, I don't have to want. Come on, are you here? Yeah. God, the Bible says, give it to all men liberally. Liberal soul. So imagine, say, where sin abounds, he doesn't produce a matching grace. God never matches. That doesn't. He said, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Why? Can you not just match it? 5 minus 5. If all their sin is 5, I bring 5. I cancel it. He doesn't. You see where I want to take you to? That heart is the heart that God wants you to have. Liberal. That liberal with everything. God is liberal with everything. He came to send Jesus Christ to die for us. Guess what? He didn't restore us to where Adam was. He restored us beyond Adam. That's liberal. This is all they need. Let me give them what they need. So if somebody comes and you are there, you are in that abundance here, and there's somebody going to say, I just need 5,000. I say, let me just give you 5,000. And really, you can do more than that. A generous person will say, add this extra 1,000 in case of something. Just take this one, join. I can't just meet your need and you just return back to, I was not owing again. Praise the Lord. Not just owing. I'll not give you one extra 1,000 to start business. Okay, let's do it. The woman with oil, I can just stay here, but I don't want to stay here. You already know. With the oil, the prophet's wife, when she turned out, what did they sold the thing? I had extra. He said, go pay the debts and then leave on the extra. That's how God works. That's the heart God wants you to have. He said, I should help him come and carry the table. When he will carry the table upstairs and we drop it, I just turn and walk away. You see, I'm saying table, I'm saying career. I'm not just saying. So what was that? Is that a liberal person? Heart. Okay, where are we actually putting the table? Let me just, imagine I call and say, please, I beg, help me carry this table. Then you just help me carry the table. And those there, I'll say thank you. You don't know. And I'll now push it. But imagine you come and I say, help me carry the table. You can't even, why not drop it? Thank you very much. And I say, where are you putting it? Let's just put it there. No, come on. You're like, thank you. The thank you changes. This is not a normal, ordinary person. Aha. I have a church. Come on, I have a church. This is a church. Thank you, Lord. All right, can we begin to go? You have seen the pictures already, right? The liberal soul. Mark chapter number 12. Verse number 42. Verse number 41. Let's do verse number 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury. And behold, how the people cast money into the treasury. He sat over the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. You see. So Jesus was seeing what they're giving. That's what Jesus did. Jesus did it. It's there in your Bible. Jesus said, we're looking and say,
who blamed you?
Nobody rest. Yeah. You see, the problem is, it's there in your Bible. My pastor, not as if he does that, but my pastor's church, every time the offering is taken, there's a minister around there. He said, he has not explained to me his spiritual understanding of that, but he said, that thing Jesus did is what must be done. They don't get it, but they just stand there. Angels too are there.
God is looking. I said God is looking.
All right. And Jesus sat over again the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples. Come. I don't know where they were. Their master is here. They are there. Come. Call unto us. And he called unto his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her wants did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Can you do giver to that point? That's a liberal soul. That's not a giver. There's a difference. It's a heart. If you say give, you don't say okay. It's a difference. She cast in all that she has. That's a liberal soul. Everything, her whole living. He said, the others gave out of their abundance. She gave out of her wants. It's not what she put in. You see, it's not the thing given. It is their hearts. It's not what she put in. It's the heart. It's the heart. So that's a liberal soul. You see a liberal soul there. Verily I say unto you that this widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. Now, take note. If you take note of this, I think we could just, people could begin to attack and preach condemnation from here. But that is not what Jesus did. He didn't say the other people would be punished and they did not give. He didn't say they would be punished that they did not give. He didn't say that. He just said that this woman gave more than them. That's what he just said. So, it's okay. Give. Okay. He didn't say, come. You didn't give much. He didn't call his disciples and say, see that brother. He didn't give much. He would have told them, pointed them too. That guy didn't give much. He has more. This one didn't give much. No, he didn't point them. He didn't. That's not the problem. The idea here, he wanted to show us, was heart. They gave abundance. So when we talk about giving, somebody say, I don't have. That means I am not entitled to giving. The soul is not liberal. The heart is not liberal. He's thinking about himself and what he has in comparison maybe to the person in question or to the object in question. So we say, give. The first thing we measure is the pastor. That's money. That's why you get all those arguments over on Facebook. I've never joined them. I'm not even trying to join them now. I'm just trying to help you. So if you carry all the money and give it to your pastor that already has more money than you, that's not how it's given. That's not how it's taught. Can you see how myopic and funny that matter is? So, if you will give to somebody, you first say, how much do you have? How much do you have? How much do you have? Okay, I can't pass you. Okay. Just imagine. Just imagine how will you measure that? So, all I need to do is pretend. That's, you know, what many of you cost yourself? You cost yourself poverty. Bros, not in your day. Bros, but your boy loyal. Master. But you have money in your account. You have money in your account. You know. I say you know. See, but your man never trouble. They, you are happy. You cause they will not give you. Because you know that the general notion of giving is that he has to be poorer than me for me to give him. Because that's what you two do. So you know that the only way that guy will give to you is to declare poverty and to ensure that it's clear. So you are poor as possible. Error. Thank you. Error. So everybody is going, the poverty star, everybody is hiding. You don't, since morning, boy, you just something that lie. Booker, you just come up for Booker just now. 2 akbu, 3 akbu. There's one woman close to my office. They sell food close to my office. I'll just see people just come. Someone just eat 4 akbu. How are you? That place is still normal. I say, go. See that guy. I'll tell you, see that guy. 4, he said I play 5. No, don't be angry. Sorry, I don't eat much. So I'm not angry. I'm not saying something's wrong. But I'm like, you don't eat 5 akbu finish. Then when I see you say, because you just see somebody that has money more than you. Apostle, I'm going to say, Well, your point, I just mind you just start to curse yourself. So that the pastor will not say, okay, take. You see, when you really understand this, you shift from being the one looking for people to give to you and start to give. I'm just telling you, that is a poor mindset. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. It's not the rich, it's their own poverty inside their head that is their destruction. Don't say, we are launching our health ministry very soon, the Father's Band. And we'll launch our health ministry. Come, Madam Clapper, come. She's the head of our health ministry. We call it the Father's Band. And we are launching that ministry very soon. And what we want to do first, our first outing will be to
UBT. To UBTH, and we'll be giving a gift of love to children, like children that are in the hospital, patients and all. That's what we'll be doing. That's our first outing. Yes.
Yeah, we have a lot of plans to do much more. And I'm trying to make a point. We don't have 10,000 naira somewhere we're not open to spend. We have some money. So that's what you're thinking, let pastor just give me some of this money. That's for thank you very much. We have some money put aside to do that. Every time we give in this ministry, anywhere, any location, worldwide, international, a portion of what you give is taken for the health ministry. Every time you give 200 naira, out of that 200, a certain percentage takes out of it compulsorily to help somebody in need. Then the next you say, Pastor, I'm in need. You say, I reject that. I will never be there. You see, I'll never be there. I will help people in this life. I will help people in this life. You see. Because nothing we just say. Anytime I know, I'm pastoring. Anytime we just say, we're going to help people. I just see people that feel that, they themselves. No, you are not the one. Come and say, you are not the one. You are the blessed of God. Healed of God. Hallelujah. Somebody says, so that means nobody helped me. No, we didn't say that. Don't be doing it like that. You'll be helped everywhere. What does the Bible say? Take your Bibles to Proverbs chapter number 11. What happens to the liberal soul? What happens to the liberal soul? Proverbs chapter number 11. Okay, just go there and come back. We're going to come back to examples on liberality. Proverbs chapter number 11, verse number 24. There is he that scattereth. Are you seeing that in your Bible?
We have people without Bibles. We don't have a projector yet to look at that. So can we help? I would love you to see it. It would be nice to see it. Can you help, Pastor? Can you help put a Bible there or treat with them there? Please, thank you, sister. It's just good. I love you to see it. All right. Proverbs 11:24. The Bible says, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is he that withholdeth more than his meat, but he tendeth toward poverty. I love the scripture so much. It didn't say he is poor. It said he tendeth to. So that's it. I didn't do nothing happen. Nothing happened. They're just saying giving. May I just use my sense. I just say, it will not be poured tomorrow morning. It's tending to. It just takes some time, but you will get there. 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Did you see that in your Bible? The liberal soul shall be what? Made fat. So, liberality, don't mistake it for the fact that a liberal person is now no longer blessed. Because he's liberal. No, he's made fat, the Bible says. Come on. It's not just receiving, but it's made fat. There's a difference. I said there's a difference. The liberal soul is not shall be received. No. Liberal soul shall be made fat. Liberal soul shall be made fat. A giver will receive. A liberal soul will be made fat. There's a difference. You have to stay here. A giver will receive again. A liberal soul will be made fat.
So you be the one on the liberal side. It's higher, it's higher. Give is good. But you can be liberal. You see, when I remember when the Lord gave me a revelation many years ago about that woman with the two mites, that widow with the two mites. You notice Jesus was there watching everybody give, and then she came throwing her two mites, and disciples and Jesus called the disciples and said, "This is that woman, she has given more than everybody." You notice that the Bible didn't say Jesus called her back and said, Come. No, that's too much. He knew. What did Jesus know? Can somebody help me? The liberal soul shall be made fat. Come on. She knew. He didn't call her back. He didn't give her back. He didn't say, no, that's too much. Instead, he was saying she has given more than everybody. She's given more than everybody. I mean, this is a liberal person here. He was showing them an example. That's an example of a liberal soul. She's just giving more than everybody. What is what they're giving her, but she gave her what she has. And there was no, come. Take this to me. No. God will make her fat. Bible says shall be made. I could just stay in the Bible and just be laughing, just enjoy myself. It says the liberal soul shall be made fast. It will be constructed. It will be worked out. He will be made fat. So stay on that side and you'll be made fat. You say, if I can just stay on this side where people are giving me, you're gonna get plenty of money. If I collect 2,000 here, I collect 1,500 here. I collect 1,500 here. I collect 500 here. I'll beg this side. I'll beg this guy. And I can go, you don't be begging. You'll never really enter to the place of prosperity. Fatness. But you tell yourself, Lord, you say, Lord, I want you to do this thing for me. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, having all sufficiency. See, I stayed 3 months on that verse. Powerful verse. I was going to show you just now. Don't worry. See, I don't know the verse. I will show you. Just wait. I want to go back to my example on liberality. Alright, go there. Two examples. The widow's mite, the widow, woman with the widow with her mite, and then 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. Quickly. Let me do that, then we'll come there. See, God. You know, as a believer, you stand on that scripture and then you say, Father, Lord, say, you said in your word, yay. He said, you make all grace abound towards me. That me, having all sufficiency in all things, we are bound for every good work. Lord, every good work, my hand will be inside. I mean, you are like that. Not let people just be doing for me. You know, always we pray for helpers. There's a lot of time by helping. Just but you too, become a helper. The fastest way to receive help is to become a helper. Fastest way. Let's pray. Help somebody. Be liberal. Then you'll be made fat. That's the fastest way. Instead of saying, I'll be on this side, let me just be the container receiving. Just imagine, when you are thinking about yourself, prosperity, money, and what you have, don't be thinking of the fact that if you can give me, someone can give me. Be thinking of the fact that how can I have so much? What will I, can I do? Lord, open my eye to a business idea. Lord, bring me to a business partner that can bring me, increase my finances so that anything, anywhere I'm hearing, Lord, this is my prayer to you. Pray like that is better. Is that not better? Okay, is it better to be? Okay. I prefer to be the one that they give 10 million to give you 1 million than to be the one receiving 1 million for free. Let's get there. We'll get there sometime. Let's get there. All right. Where are we now? Alright, we'll get there. I'm doing a lot of work in my mind because I'm so excited. I just see you are receiving this and you're just receiving this and you're growing. I see this grace. Second Corinthians chapter number 8. Second Corinthians chapter number 8. Is that what I said to turn to? Verse number 1. Okay. You have to help. You have to help. Can we adjust it in a way? Okay, don't disturb her. So she can get Second Corinthians, please. I love it. You don't mind me. We're going to get a projector soon. I love it when you can see it. I mean, it's powerful. That's why they put it there. Don't think everybody just does what he likes. You see the scripture. You know, there's something about hearing the scripture, but there's something else about reading it for yourself, seeing it, reading it with your eyes. I'm telling you. Just trust me on that one. Just read it. It's powerful. That's why I love you to see it. We walk towards that. We walk towards getting a bigger place, getting a projector, and all that stuff. We have work to do.
2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. You see these people, you don't understand. It said trial of affliction is there. And deep poverty. Are you seeing this? Deep poverty. So these people in church, oh. I know that I will preach the gospel, but to be like that, I don't know. They won't tell you that. He will lift you up, but it doesn't amount to every one of you here driving Cadillac. That's not it. And the church now became only money driven. Next week, I don't have time, I don't have time. Next week, I will show you how Zacchaeus, I remember I told you, how Zacchaeus received Jesus Christ. The moment he came down, he lost half of his wealth. What did he say? I'll show you. When immediately, today when you receive Jesus Christ, you are thinking about increasing your wealth. Somebody received Jesus Christ that day on the 14th of November 2021. Half of his wealth left. He only came and said, half of my wealth, I give to the poor. Then imagine you are taking half and giving. I'll show you liberality. You will be like this. You will know Christianity. We are really not touching this thing. He said, I can't show you everything today. And look, I'm reading one scripture, I'm quoting another one. But the thing is reaching my heart. I want to bring the church somewhere. I want to bring not just you here, but people listening online and the message, people will receive these messages everywhere. Half of my wealth I give to the poor. Then, anybody I've defrauded anyway, I will not give him back. I will give him 4 times of what I gave. What will happen to the man by Monday, by Tuesday morning? Imagine he gave the life to Jesus Christ on Sunday. By Monday, he had done all the suppressions and deductions. By Tuesday morning, he's not rich, he's poorer than when he said, Lord Jesus, be far from me, O Lord. In your Bible. But today, when we talk about, that's a liberal, I'm telling you, I just saw a liberal soul. The liberality entered into his heart. But when you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Alright. Now, means my wealth must double. You're not thinking of giving now. The heart of God you just received is a giving heart. Your own heart just changed. Are you sure you really received it? Is it that Jesus? Just all right now. The church should give me. Did I not give my life to Christ in this church? The church should give me a land. Help me so the land. Then at least when I'm going home today, a complete park, a free jotter, biro, t-shirts, package it, so that the me that came is going to be greater than the me that left. That's the only thing about Jesus. But Zacchaeus received Jesus, and by Tuesday, when he went to the bank and did bank transfer on Monday, by Tuesday, say, man, I know something don't come out. And guess what? He was not sad that he received Jesus. No, he was not happy. A liberal soul. Holy Spirit, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse number 2. Let's do this so I can go. How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. So as all these things were happening, it put the pressure on that their liberality to come out. Then in verse number 3, for to their power, I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. See, they did not say they gave. They were willing. You know, see, had there, willing, ready for good works, zealous for good works. They were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gifts and take upon us the fellowship to the ministering of the saints. They were what? Praying us
with much entreaty that, please, they were urging us, take this thing, take it. We were like, should we take this another? I say, please take this. We want to participate with the saints. You look at them, they don't have anything. I remember reading a book by Yonggi Cho. Xavier Yonggi Cho now just left just now. Funnily, it's not even my notes. I'm not preparing for this. I remember it just came to my mind that this thing is real. It happens. There's a move, and I want to take our church there. I mean, he said something when he was building that building. He said this woman came with pot, as in what she was using to eat. I'm telling you the truth. I wish you would be interested in confirming these things. This woman came with pots, stuff to eat, and gave it. He said, from now, I said, I don't have anything, but this church project cannot go without me being a part of it. She gave her spoon and her pot. This is all I have. He said, now eat from my hand. I think about those things, and I tell myself, we have some way to go. We are not there. That liberal soul, that's a liberal soul. And there you are, your hand is shaking. You are taking that pot and that spoon. Your hand is shaking. You are seeing the soul. And you know your prayer is not going to be enough. That God from heaven answers this one directly. You don't pray this one. Don't say, now Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Which kind of nonsense pray? The act itself is a prayer. Go straight. There's nothing you can do with the pot and spoon. There's nothing. Pastor, with these things, do something. This is all I have. And you are like, if what you want to give, I'm not stopping you. Give. No problem. Giving. And you are looking at those and looking at these people. Pastor, they said they won't build this church and I will not be a part of it. Yeah. You see where the heart, not the thing, because we preach this thing, we can come from it from this place of giving. But it is not there. You see where David said, I will not offer to the Lord something that cost me nothing. It's not that I'm a giver. No, it's not that. Can you be a just say this is nothing that I just go walk away? That's a giver. The liberal soul is the one that goes beyond. You say I said it before I started preaching just now. No. Beyond the need, beyond the possession. So, I won't give to the Lord anything that cost me nothing. That is liberality. That is not a strong giver. A mighty giver. That's a liberal soul. It's no longer what I have. It's no longer, look at me in this church, I'm poor. So, what is it? This I have, this I have, so they should not give me. You are not, you are liberal. You are not waiting on that giving you. You are the one. In that liberality of heart giving, they were praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift. Did you see that we would receive the gift? It's in your Bible that we would receive the gift. Huh? So the poor was there and they were like, these guys are, you see, I paid them record within their power and no, beyond their power, they give and they say, take it. Paul, like, see, I really, we have so much to do, we know, but please, I want to be a part of the gospel, spreading the good news of Jesus. Somebody that has received Jesus must become like this. It happened with Zacchaeus. Somebody that has received Jesus, it happens. It's something. I'm taking you there. Come on, say amen. Someone say, Pastor, but I'm not there really, really. God, that's why you are here. That's why I'm talking to you today. And that's why you must let these words go into your heart. Don't fight them. It's not about a need. It's about their hearts. Because many a times, just like he said in Esther, he said, if you will not step up, the Lord will bring salvation from somewhere else. So it's not about the need. The Lord will always meet that need. It's about being a part of it. It's about being a liberal soul. Look at what it says. And this they did. Not as we hoped. Verse number 4. Go from verse number 4. Go from verse number 3. For to their power, I bear record. Yea. And beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gifts and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did. Not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. So, you see, born again. Give yourself to God. And then to us, by the will of God. Verse 6. Insomuch that we desire Titus, but as he had begun, so he would also finish in you. What? The same grace also. You see that now? So, it's a grace. So, Titus, I wish I was the one pastoring that church. But I don't think I wish I was the one pastoring that church. I thank God I'm pastoring this church. Because that grace now, that he's talking about, it wants to begin to flow in one pastor. Well, I'm not asking, I'm not demanding. We say stuff and people are just saying, we don't even, you're just pouring out and giving out. And then people around are saying, oh, guy, what's it happen? We just say, no, that's how our church is. We are liberal souls. We desire Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace. Because Titus was the one with these guys. Say, Titus, guy, I beg, come. Those guys also, go preach for them. That grace where you carry there. Still give these people too. The same grace also. Therefore, as ye are bound in everything, in faith, come on, we are bound in faith. Come on, in utterance, in knowledge, in all diligence, in your love to us. See that they are bound in this grace also. See that you are bound in this grace also. I pray for you. I pray for you. It is my prayer that through the course of this teaching, that God will do something in your heart. I pray for you that your Christianity, the Jesus you have received, who is Libra, will begin in your heart to walk this same grace in the name of Jesus. I pray that in your liberality, in your generosity, as the word of God has said, you will be made fat in the name of Jesus. I pray that it is not just in church or here we say, oh, this is a giver. That all around you, people will smile by your life because of that liberal life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will walk complete and perfect in all the will of God for your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I pray now that this liberal, this giving grace, this liberal grace, this generous grace will rest upon this church in the name of Jesus. I pray that every hardness of heart hindering this word right now from stepping in your heart and producing fruit, let it be broken now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. I trust I'll see you again next week. I'll be on this discourse. It will be powerful. I will show you more light in this direction. And I trust I'll see you again. Now, if you're here and you're not saved, the announcer will come now and lead you to Christ. If you're here, you're not saved, we want to get you to that point where you've given your heart to Jesus. And that is truly Lord of your life. And then it is from that point you can actually receive the grace to be liberal. And that's how we'll come up and lead you. And then you will be saved and we'll rejoice together. Amen. I love you so much.